Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my very first episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, a show that is designed to offer you guidance, the guidance that you need to transform your life. I'm Carmen Hara, and I will be live every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a psychologist, the author of seven books, a radio show host on previous stations like WR, WABC, Hay House Radio. I'm a relationship expert, as you know, and I'm a singer since the age of 9. So in my 25 years as a therapist, I've counseled tens of thousands of people from all walks of life, from the lady next door to Hollywood celebrities, even politicians. So helping people is my purpose. So I want you to feel free to call in and ask me any question you might have about your life, because I'll guide you away from your worries, your doubts, your distress, and I'll guide you toward more clarity and a new directions. It's all about shifting consciousness, shifting the mindset. It's about the way you look at life, because what you think you become, this has been said 300 years ago by the French philosopher Descartes. And since then, in the last 50 years, I think we heard this so many times. But talking about me, I've been featured in publications like the New York Post, the New York Daily News. I've been in Good Morning America numerous times. I've been on The View, the Today Show, and many more. I'm, as you know, the author of the international bestseller Everyday Karma, Decoding Your Destiny, The 11 Principles, Holiness, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, which is a book released by Penguin Books, all about relationships. And now I'm working on another book that is all about commitment. And that's going to be the topic of a new show. But remember, tonight is actually your show, because it's a calling show. And this show, it's all about you. It's all about me being at service and being here to help you conquer your major life challenges and overcome your biggest obstacles. Now, as you remember, life does not come without challenges, but it also doesn't come without solutions. It's like I would always like to say, everything eventually finds peace, but in between, you can be stuck. You can be stuck in a challenge. You can be stuck in a situation for a pretty long period of time, and we don't want that to happen. Now, I've helped clients meet their challenges by letting go of the resistance that causes them pain and instead embracing the excitement of personal evolution. Now, I've lived through many challenges myself. I need to share this at the beginning of my show so that you know my own life. You know, I want to share this with you because I've lived through many challenges, like rising out of poverty during Ceausescu, the communist regime in Romania. I came to America, like I needed to change my life completely, and caretaking of my sick parents, raising children, and losing my husband to lung cancer. So I speak from my heart and from my own experience, and I can say that there are practical ways to meet the challenges of life without losing your sense of self and without losing your faith in a better tomorrow. Now, I'll start taking your calls, and I really want to talk to you because I want you to feel free to talk about yourself in the show. And even if you think Your information is private. You probably can use a different name. But the number to call in is 201-570-7057. 201 area code 570-7057. And I have a wonderful producer. Oh, 202-570-7057. 202, I think it's a Washington area code. But I have a wonderful producer, Christopher, who's phenomenal, and he's going to take your calls, and he's going to help me connect with you. And this is the way, you know, we're going to talk about your challenges. And as you know, life comes in a flux of challenges and joy. So sometimes the challenges overtake the joy, and we find ourselves overwhelmed with too many problems and so much stress. So when this happens, our hope narrows, and we just can't see how we'll escape our circumstances. But, you know, the simple answer is that we have to comfort our challenges with dignity, with grace, and with awareness. So this show is about building awareness that being happy and being joyful is your birthright. And probably you all know this, but whatever has happened to you and whatever life has thrown at you, you deserve to be happy. And sometimes we used to say that when you go through a difficult time, you create the miracle of life. So we're supposed to find solution to our problem. But this can be sometimes a tricky thing to do when everything comes at once. That's too much trouble in our life, from a death, from illnesses, from losing our home, from family rifts to lawsuit. You can become overburdened. So when too many things happen, you begin to feel hopeless and like God has abandoned you, and you feel like you're giving up on your fight. And so I'm here to talk to you about the 12 major challenges to meet and the 12 simple keys to resolve them. Like, for instance, I'm just giving you some example. For the challenge of relationship, let's say you go through difficulties in love relationships in your life. The wisdom is self-healing. When your love life starts to be a problem, which I know many of you listening, you can relate to that. You have to go back within yourself to resolve old habits and clear up negative emotion and go inward to the self-healing process. That comes through when we talk about commitment. You know, you have to self-commit, exactly like self-love. That's key to solving commitment problem and solving relationship problem by looking within yourself where the problem might be. But for the challenge, for instance, of resistance, the wisdom is staying still. When you see that doors are not opening, and many of you might say, this is not happening to me, and I'm trying so hard, and I push so hard, what do I do now? You know, the wisdom is wait and reflect until the time is right to act. I know it's easy to say but hard to do, but think a little bit of the wisdom that exists in these words. For the challenge of unworthiness, so many of you don't think you're worthy of a better job, or you have issues with your own self. The wisdom is the personal power. When you feel helpless in a situation, you need to find your personal power to change the circumstances. Now, the challenge of illness, how many of you are facing illnesses, the wisdom is forgiveness. The word forgive means to detach. When you develop an illness, it comes from inside. The illness starts at the cellular level because there is anger or resentment within you. And this is when a disease happens. This is when you develop an autoimmune disorder or cancer, if you're not healed inside you. So the wisdom is you have to heal from inside. The healing process happens by detaching, by forgiving, by creating the oneness, the totality of your own self. Like if you are whole, you are entire, you are complete, you are unhurt, you know, and you cannot be hurt because you are whole. You create the oneness of your own self, that no cellulars will shift into a cancerous cell. You understand what I mean? So this is the challenge of illness, is forgiveness. For the challenge of a crisis, the wisdom is endurance. When you experience a crisis, you have to rely on endurance to pull out through it. And crises happen every single day. So how significant it is to have the wisdom of endurance when you go through a crisis. Now, for the challenge of betrayal, you might probably think this is unheard of, but I think that the challenge of betrayal is the humor, because you can feed into the betrayal. You'll become severely depressed, and you'll suffer for the rest of your life. Try to find the humor behind it, to rise above it. It is possible, and it does work. For the challenge of sort of poverty or lack of things, the wisdom is to continue to sacrifice. This might sound like impossible to do, because let's say you don't have enough. And the wisdom is to continue to give, because the more you give, the more you receive. Life is about minus and plus. Life is algebra. Life is about giving and receiving. You cannot be losing all the time. You lose up to a certain point, but if you continue to give, your intention is to give and to multiply, you will receive 10 times more back to you. Now, for the challenge of confusion, is, let's say you're so confused in your life, where is the challenge? The wisdom is intuition. Because if you're confused, you have to revert back to your intuitive mind to find you down and bring you down to the right path. For the challenge of complication, the wisdom is to return to the origin. When things are too complicated, what do? You go back to the beginning when the problem was created. And this is the way you find the solution. Now, for the challenge of depression, we live in a very depressed world, in a world with a lot of anxiety. What is the challenge to anxiety? It's empathy. When you feel anxious, you feel depressed, you slow down. And you connect with the people around you. You show empathy to the people around you. And this is the way you walk away from your own depressive state of mind, from your own anxiety, by connecting. You create that connection to the people around. And then you feel there's no reason for your depression anymore. And we'll talk much more. I'll do a lot of show on depression and anxiety, because that's one of the things I love to talk about, because of the epidemic that exists in the world today. But for the challenge of loss, we all go through losing people in our life, or losing situations, positive circumstances, losing our homes, losing jobs. When you lose someone or you lose something, you need to show gratitude. Believe it or not, you have to show gratitude for the other blessing that you have, because this is the only way you heal. You know, challenges are supposed to make you stronger, are supposed to make you better, are supposed to help you evolve at the level of your soul, at the level of your spirit. So let's say for the challenge of change, the wisdom is actually evolution. Because when things begin to change, you choose to learn your lesson, and this is the way you evolve. And you will be surprised to see that 2 years later or 5 years later, you know more that person than you were. You have a better understanding, you're wiser, you're better. You remember that you are your own catalyst or your own roadblock. The choice is yours. Very soon, I will sort of go deeper into all of this during the show. So we'll take all of this wisdom, and I will show you how to implement them to defeat them. So remember again, you are your own catalyst or your own roadblock, and the choice is always yours. And I know I have some callers waiting for me, and I will be super excited. And then I said, again, I'm going to repeat the number that Christopher gave me, is 202-570-7057. I hope I was right this time. And please feel free to dial this number, because Christopher is my amazing producer, and he's going to take your calls, and we will connect in a minute, and we'll be able to talk much more about yourself. Now, as you know, each of us is in a continuous state of change and evolution, because humanity is currently undergoing a great transition. So, you know, we are becoming more in tune with one another, more aware that you are part of a larger human experience that includes all these 7 billion people, more conscious of our connection to our beautiful planet, and struggle will always be part of the human condition. But if you understand the challenges which we all go through at different phases of our life, you know, we can prevent unnecessary suffering, and we can create harmony and more fulfillment and create that joy. You know, life is joyful. Life is a celebration. And however, if we resist the challenges, we will get stuck repeating the same behavior, the same thoughts, the same emotional pattern that will always make us suffer. So we create indirectly by allowing it to happen and not becoming aware. We allow the pain to live in pain. So where we become stagnant and feel we are relieving the same sins over and over, we have to get to the bottom of it. We have to prevent, we have to overcome. You know, I will give you practical strategies to meet your challenges, and I will help you understand, you know, everything about the process in itself, because there are practical ways of working through these 12 challenges. Now, I want to know if there is a way for you to, I will ask actually Christopher if there is a way to put me in touch, I think, to my first caller, which I think is from Ireland, and I assume that must be very late down there. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's take a break, and then, you know, thank you so much for waiting, and we'll take my caller from Ireland. Thank you so much.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
So welcome back. I'm Carmen Jara on Om Time Radio with my show Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. And this is a calling show, so I'm going to take my first caller who's been patiently waiting. Hi, Sheila from Ireland. Thank you so much for being part of my show, my love. How are you, dear?
Hello, Carmen. It's fantastic to hear you on the radio. we had a few private readings some years ago. You were of immense help to me. So it's great to connect with you again.
Oh, my God. And especially because we're on the radio, I love doing this. And because we had a chance to talk before. You probably, we can relate back to what happened. I personally don't remember, but certainly you do. So let's see, yes. Let's take him from where we left and where we're moving from there and what happened lately. And what are your specific questions to me so I can be more specific?
Yes, that would be wonderful. I tell you what I want to ask you. I've been in music, working in music my entire life. And while I've had some success, and I've been on the cusp of great successes several times, but it seems every time it has been blocked over many years. And I've several influential people have, you know, I've met them and they've promised me TV shows and spots here and there, and it has never materialized. So now I'm 60, and I don't have much time left in that field. So I'm just wondering if you could have a look at that. What has been blocking my progress?
Well, I want to tell you, Sheila, I can relate to you. So I'm your age. I've been in the music business since I was 9 years old. I had the same situation like you with the roles being blocked, and I tell you, I just released a song that has 1 million point something views in a month, and I couldn't believe it myself.
Wow.
So I gave up somehow in a way, but then I came back and I said, no, I'm not going to die with the music in me. You know what I mean? This is something you cannot stop. You cannot.
Yes.
So this, whatever I experience, I'm telling you, just to be an instrument of showing you, like inspiring you, even if there were a lot of blockages down the road, the day will come when these blockages are going to be eliminating. I think your music needs to be out there. I don't think it's exactly where it should be. I think it should be more probably more on the radio or more. Nowadays, you know what I mean? You can actually promote your music on YouTube. Is your music out there on YouTube?
It is. I got a lot of play on local radio. But, you know, even on local level, shows and things would just get passed by continuously. And other people that would be in the same field have been very successful, and I'm just wondering, should I give up altogether?
No, you should not give up. This is not something to give up. Music is your gift, is your talent. And if it didn't happen the way you want it or the way it should be, giving up is not a solution. You have to continue to reach out to a larger audience. I think that I personally see you getting much better than where you are now. In a matter of 2 months and a year and a half from now, it's so funny. I have a feeling that you might be coming to a show here in America. I see you coming to an event. I don't know if you participate in those exhibitions, you know, when you present your music. There are all kinds of events, festivals. I want you to engage more. I feel like, in a way, you don't have the same self-confidence like you had. It's like going down. Do you agree with me?
Yes, because I've got so tired of refusing. No.
You never get tired of it. You have to say, I don't care. You know, I will succeed. Doesn't matter how many times somebody close the door. I'm going to go through the roof. I'm going to go through the window. And I'm not going to because want to empower you. I'm speaking to myself, Sheila. Speak with you and I speak to myself. So for me at my age, I'm the same age like you, to release a song out of the woods and put it on internet and had 1 million-something views in a month, it was impossible to believe. I never thought it would ever happen. So it's possible. Whenever you think it's not possible, it can be possible. I see the same thing happening to you. But I want you to reach out. I want you to be in touch with me. I want you to be my sister on this road so we can be together. I want to do what I did. You know what I mean? And I want to show you, and I offer you free time whenever you want to chat with me. I'll give you my number. You know what I mean? And we can talk more. I'll tell you what I did and how and I think that you're going to succeed. I'm 100% sure. And it's never too late. Think of all these women that come out of those shows like America Has Talent or England Has Talent, women in their 80s who go and sing, it's never too late.
Yeah.
As long as you are here, as long as you have the drive, as long as you have the gift, as long as you have the talent, as long as you have, it's never too late. On the contrary, we applaud more people that don't give up, people that have a passion that doesn't die within themselves. You can't allow, you know, the music to die within you. That is not something that I see you doing. On the contrary, I see you regaining your enthusiasm. I see you participating on some kind of a competition. I actually see on a TV show. I see that you have what it takes. I think you need to restructure. You need to find different avenues to promote it. You need to go back in doing it and reshaping and reforming it. You know, as you see the way music transformed in the last 10 years, in the last 2 years, the sound, the beat, the everything changes. And you need to change. You need to take the music and continue to change it and empowering it. It's the best thing that has been given to humanity is the sound. Music is so healing. Okay. You can't be giving up on your healing power. You're a healing power yourself. So I want to be in touch with you. I want to work with you. I know there's a man with an R name. There's somebody that seems to be in the business. You need help. You need to be out there. I think you haven't been in the right way. It's a matter of promoting, and it's a matter of believing. And if you believe and you have the opportunity to break through once, then it's going to be very easy. But as you know, this business, like any business, requires a lot of devotion, a lot of dedication. So I really believe that you're going to we're going to make this happen. And this is going to work for you. I love you, my sweetheart. And I am so grateful that you are part of my show. I'm extremely enthusiastic about your music. It's going to work, Sheila. I promise you. Let's be in touch. And I'm here, your biggest support, okay?
Oh, thank you. And the very best of luck with your new show.
All right, my love. I love you, Sheila. Thank you so much for calling me.
Bye,
sweetheart.
Karen. Thank you, darling.
Bye, my dear. I love you. I'm going to ask Christopher to put me in touch with Sonia from North Carolina. Hi, my dear Sonia. Thank you so much for being so patient.
Well, this is Sonia. Good evening, Carmen. Congrats on your new radio show.
Yay! Wow, I'm so excited, Sonia. I'm so excited because I have to talk to people like you, my best friends, you know, the people who support the work that I do, that I like, my family. So, Sonia, tell me, what can I do for you, my love? What it is that you need that you...
I am one of your biggest fans. We've had multiple private readings. In fact, I'm in North Carolina because of you. You are an angel. You are a godsend to all of us. Thank you for sharing your gift.
Oh,
and my question tonight, other than saying thank you, Carmen, you're awesome. But I would like to ask you is, we've been guided to North Carolina. We love it. But what do you see for the best work direction for me?
Are you planning to do something independent? Independent. I have a very strong sense of a place, like opening your own business. Does this make sense to you?
You know, independent. Yes, I keep drawing cards. I channel divine, and they say, "Patience, please. We're working on it." And I'm thinking, well, do you see anything? And independent. Yes, it does resonate.
So I think that your best bet is to go the independent way, continue to do it. You will see results right away. There's a major breaking through, but it's interesting. I see like a place, like a location that is very close to a corner of a street. And I see an area where there's all kinds of stores. And so this is my intuitive mind working here. And I see a person with a V name. It can be the name of a store. It can be the name of a place. I see you will connect with a lot of new people. There's a woman I also see involved in your business that seems to be very, very supportive, very instrumental, very helpful. She's medium in height. She's brunette. She has an M initial. So this is somebody that I think will do a lot of work for you. She will kind of, if she might even join forces with you, that you might not be alone in your quest for finding, you know, it's like branding yourself in a way. I think you're there for a reason. I think you're in the right place. I think you're in the right timing. And I think you always have to pay attention to all the details that I'm giving you. And some of them exist within yourself. Like you have a very strong sense of what you need to do, and I want you to trust that. So I feel like you are on the right path. It's just a look around, that have a strategy, have a plan, and think about branding you. That's when I think about independence, branding your own self. Does it make sense?
It does, because, you know, I started channeling divine. I started doing cards. They come through loud and clear for me. And it's something that's been happening, getting stronger and stronger. And I'm thinking that I may be having a gift that I can share and help others as well, too. So
I think that's what you're going to do, but I think you're going to have a location. And you will work on that location. Yeah, and I think you'll have a lot of people coming to you because you have the wisdom, you have the willingness, you care about people. People will relate to you. You're a great communicator. You know, it takes a big heart. You have that big heart to give to others. And I see that you will have your own location in doing that. You might, as I said, join forces. I see a woman you join forces with in doing it. And I see that this is going to happen in the next 2-3 months. And I have a feeling that sometime in the near future, you will call me back and you will tell me that you will able, but it's again, branding it, because you have to branding in a very wise way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So be very smart.
Very clear.
Yeah. How am I going to brand myself and put it out there, put it in the internet, the world of the future of promoting yourself is actually the internet. Make mini shows about where are you planning to do. Put them out there. Create a Facebook. Create. Have everything ready so that you exist. You exist as somebody who's willing to do work for others. And there's nothing more beautiful than helping people around you. And you have the capacity. You have the drive. You have the willingness. And you have the gift to be able to do it. You will do it, Sonia, my dear.
Oh, yay.
And it's going to work. And it's going to reward you also emotionally and also financially. So let me know 2-3 months from now where you stand, because I know that your mind now is rethinking, restructuring, and taking action. And that's what's going to do it. So I love you, Sonia, and thank you so much for being part of my show. All right, sweetheart.
Good luck. I love hearing from you. Bye-bye now.
I love you, sweetheart. I'm going to go to Pat in Connecticut. Hi, my dear Pat. How are you, my love?
Hello. Hello. Thank you. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. I think I... Hi, Pat.
Okay. Hi. Thank
so
you,
thank
Carmen.
Thank to my wonderful Christopher. I'm able to talk to you. Okay, my dear Pat. How can I help you, my love?
I have to say, Christopher is lovely.
He is.
First
oh, my
all,
God, I'm so lucky to have him. I'm so lucky.
He really is lovely. First of all, you helped me with anxiety and depression by telling me to start the Travacort because of my withdrawal from the medication for anxiety. And I have to tell you, 2 days ago it took a turn, and I'm doing so much better. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
God bless
well,
you
I want to explain you about the Travacort and everybody who's listening. I'm an advocate for natural healing when it comes to depression and anxiety. I would gladly have somebody take Travacort, which is a natural product, versus taking all that anxiety medication out there that do create dependency. So, as I'm in a medical field, but I still do believe that there is natural healing and there is nature help us to heal, you know, without using medication as much. So, but Travacort takes a while to kick in. And it doesn't work in a day or two. Usually might take up to a full 5 weeks. So you see the results, But you're already seeing the result after 1 week. For how long have you been on TravelCore?
It took a week or a little more.
Yeah,
and honestly,
at least a week. So now you're gonna start, yeah. But be careful how you. What were you taking?
What was the medication?
Clonopin. Okay, so you have to reduce it slowly. You know that, no? So you have one slowly. Yeah.
I'm down to a quarter every night, and next week my therapist said every other day, and then I can go off of it.
Perfect. That's what it is. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're getting rid of that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your help and for recommending that. You recommended it to me once before. But anyway, I have a question. I took a really bad fall yesterday. And where I take care of a dog, they didn't shovel the stairs properly, the steps.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I'm in a brace now, and the doctor said I can't walk dogs for 10 days. And,
okay.
Sorry, someone's calling, and I don't know how to turn it off if it's beeping. Do you see the healing going well?
It will go well. It will take a little bit of time. You know, this type of healing takes a little bit of time. But listen, Pat, I'm so glad that you're feeling better. And you know, are you in a lot of pain?
It's on and off. But my question is, I broke a toe. I damaged a nerve and another toe twice all this year. Is it the clonopin that's making me so clumsy, or what's making me do all this stuff?
It can be, and it's also the fact that you are withdrawing. So all this might play an effect on you, emotional. But you know, there can be a couple of things, you know, that coincide here. But you can think whatever. You have to think in the future. You have to think the healing process. I'm going to take a break. Pat, thank you so much for calling me. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Love you. Bye bye.
Love you more.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Carmen Barra, back on Home Time Radio with my show, with my calling show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. And today we've been talking about the 12 Key to Conquer Challenges. And I'm just giving you just briefly some of them, and I'm going to go then to Valerie. But let's think a little bit of the wisdom of self-healing the wisdom of stillness, the wisdom of personal power, the wisdom of forgiveness and detachment, the wisdom of endurance, the wisdom of humor, and of course, the wisdom of sacrifice, the wisdom of intuition, the wisdom of returning to the origin in order to simplify our problem, the wisdom of empathy that allows us to connect with others, the wisdom of gratitude that we need to be grateful despite the hardship, the wisdom of evolution that promotes the self-improvement to gain awareness and stability. So I'm going to go to Valerie in California because this is a calling show, so this is your show. Hi, my dear Valerie. How can I help you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay, Valerie. Thank you so much for being part of my show. I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay.
I applied for a part-time position, which is the exact days that I want. And the initial starts with a K. So do you see me getting that position?
Yes. Yes, I do. I just want you to have the confidence. I want you to put the good energy into this. You are perfect for it. I think you meant to get it. And I don't see any opposition. Do you feel the same way?
Slightly, because there is one part of that job that I would need to have training in.
Yeah, but you can train. That I don't see being a problem. I mean, I don't think there is a job in which you can go and say, I know everything. You need to adjust,
right.
You need to learn, you need to train. In every job, there is progress that needs to be made. So I really believe that you will easily do the training. So I have no problem with you being able to do that and rapidly. It won't take too long for you, but you are perfect for the job. I want you to see it, because you know, many times you said, I'll believe it when I see it. I want you to believe it to see it, you know. It all starts mm-hmm. with your belief. You know, whatever you believe, you become. So if you believe in this, this becomes your reality. And the moment you stop blocking yourself by thinking there must be something going wrong, or I won't be good enough, or I don't think I'll be able to adjust, then you create your own blockage.
Right. I understand that. But one part of the job I know very well. Very, very
good.
Well.
Good. So you see? And I think that part of the job that you know very well is the most important part of the job. Do you agree?
Okay.
So I think that part of the job is the job that's going to help the most, because you already think, I know this pretty well. Whatever is rest, I learn. I'll make it happen.
Right. I'm wondering if they would be willing to train, or do they want somebody fully trained?
No, I think they're willing to train. I think they will be very willing to train. I don't think they will find somebody that will be already trained. I think that's going to be more difficult. Bottom line, I see you working. I see you working with a tall brunette man. I think she has a G or a P name. I think you will grow in that business. I think you will start loving it by doing it. I think the training process is going to be quite an easy one. So let me know how it works, because I think this is coming to you relatively fast. It won't take long for you to make this happen.
Yeah, because I applied last night. I applied online.
Right, so you will hear relatively soon. So let me know how it goes. All I can tell, I see you working, and I see you working and enjoying your work.
Do you see it as long term?
Yeah.
I think it's going to last two or three years.
It's going to definitely last 2-3 years, probably even longer than that. You might have the opportunity to make it even longer than 2-3 years.
Yeah, because the position is permanent. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Start with full confidence. Let's make it happen. Let's make that, put the good energy into it. I personally see this being very good for you and very good for the people hiring you. It's like a good match, you know?
Oh, beautiful.
All right, my... Okay, my...
Back?
Call me back anytime. No, every Tuesday I'm here at 7 p.m. So you know the number. You know how wonderful Christopher is. So I'm here.
Yeah, both of you are very, very, very nice.
Okay. Well, that's something that we love to be. You know, it's exactly the way we should be. Okay, my wonderful friend. I love you, my Valeria. Good luck with this. And just call me and let me know how it goes, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
Okay, my love. I'm going to go to New York to Helena. Oh, Helena, how are you, my dear?
Hey, Carmen, it's so good to hear you. Congratulations on the new show. It's wonderful.
Oh, my God, how are you? I miss you.
I miss you, too.
My God, I haven't heard from you in a long time. All my friends are calling me. That's amazing.
Well, it's so great to hear you. I'm so excited that you have the show.
Now we're going to talk all the time because you can call every single week. How's everything with you, my love? I miss you.
I miss you, too. So my question is, things have been somewhat challenging, although, you know, I have a project, but my specific question is what you see happening to me in the short term to improve my financial situation and to help move, you know, my projects that are close to my heart along, but I'm really...
I do see a big project moving relatively fast. This is a project that either started January, February. So do you have like a recent project, something that just happened recently?
Well, I have a job that I've been up for that I'm hoping to get. The projects are more long-term.
I see a project long-term that is a movie or is a documentary. Are you doing something like this?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a documentary finished.
Yeah, so that I think is a fabulous a name like John or Jack comes to me, somebody with a G or a J sound of a name. They may be part of the project, somebody in their 50s, 60s, something like this. I see another project coming relatively soon, so this will work. Financially, there is an opportunity of money improving quite very well. Also in the next 2-3 months, so look for it. What happened to your book?
It's being published in the fall.
Oh, I'm so excited. So this is something that I always told you is going to happen. And look, it's happening. It took probably longer. You know, sometimes it takes longer. But everything is in time and timing is everything. So I think that was probably, it took a little bit longer, but it's going to be a huge success. This book is probably going to do better than any of your other books.
Great.
I see this book like a lot of publicity around this book. And when the book is released, then come on my show. We'll talk about your book and let me know so I can help you in whichever way I can to bring publicity around your book. Because, as you know, it's very important. But this is a huge success for you, Helena. I am so proud of you.
Thank you. I mean, do you see anything quickly about this job I've been up for?
Yeah, is this job supposed to happen right now? Because I feel like this is something that is happening as we speak.
Well, it's sort of been delayed, but I'm still hoping it might.
No, no more. There are no more delays. You're going to probably hear about this in a week or 2 weeks. This is right around the corner. There are no more delays.
It's so wonderful to talk to you, Carmen. So now we'll be in touch.
I love you and call me anytime. Thank you so much for your call, my dear. And I'm going to take Joseph from New York. Hi, Joseph. I want to have a man in the show.
Hello, Carmen. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Joseph. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. How are you? Good evening.
Good evening. So excited to talk to you, my dear, because I needed the male figure. I had only ladies calling me. So finally...
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I have somebody.
I'm singled out over here.
Yes, you're singled out. Hi, Joseph.
Wow.
What can I do for you today? You know, so if you have a specific question, something, you know, that you can ask me, whatever the nature of the question, I'm here. I'm listening.
Well, You know, I'm born and raised in New York. I work for a family business, and
okay.
I've been back at the working for the family since the year 2000. And I don't know, there's not really no room for opportunity and growth and, you know, to grow the mind and to, you know, I need to be more fulfilled in what I'm doing, you know. So the job is a little, you know, it's holding me back, I feel.
Is this a little bit boring? Because if you do the same thing for quite a long period of time,
yes, exactly.
It loses
and I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah, it loses the enthusiasm.
I don't like
Yeah, it becomes routine. There's no more excitement. You feel like you reach a plateau and you can't go
exactly.
anywhere with your creativity beyond the plateau. So I feel like if you can, you know, detaching a little bit to build something that is yours, that is more closer to your heart. That is because I think that you've been evolving a lot lately. You know, you have so many things, so many that you want to achieve. There's so much within yourself. Then you have you ever thought
yes.
about writing a book?
Yes, I have. Sure, I could write many books with all the.
Right, I feel like there's one particular book that can resonate, because a book has to be something that resonates in people. You know, either that is
sure,
a memoir or self-help or whatever it is, you know, if it resonates with people, then it can be
yes,
become a
course.
Movie and it can, I think you have a story to tell. You have something within you that you don't want to keep inside, and that's where the frustration is, because it's within you and it needs to be released. So my advice is, try to concentrate on how you can bring this story out to life, in which form you want to bring it to life, because it's long time due, and I think it will
yes.
come out. And that's going to make you feel super excited. And immediately you will feel
sure.
like you're on the right path, and you're on the more empowering path. So you're moving in the right direction, and you can put all the energy out. You will really feel a difference. The moment you,
sure.
you start doing this work on your project, it's gonna feel right for you.
Yes, you know, I was thinking, you know, the business is closed for the winter, and I was thinking, should I get out and branch out now? Should I leap into the void and see what's out there?
I think you should do it right now. Why should you put this on hold? This shouldn't be. You're putting it on hold for at least 9 years or even longer. I don't know if you agree with me.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like
true.
This has
this
been put
true.
On hold. You don't want to put it on hold. You know what I mean? You want to get
it's
out.
Another,
take chance
year.
Of the. Right. Take chance. Take the opportunity. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A perfect timing. The timing is perfect. There's a reason for this call. There's a reason we are talking about, and I'm pretty excited that you are waking up to your own self, to your own potential, and just make it happen. I'm super
yes.
excited
I mean,
for you. This is going to work.
I think working in the family bit just holds me back in a lot of areas. There's a lot of negativity around the whole thing, and it creates problems in other areas.
It drains. Actually, it's never easy to work in a family business. That's a never easy job.
No, it is not. No,
no.
I agree.
It causes a lot
right.
of, you know, family rifts, and a lot. There's always an issue. So, yeah, go ahead and do it right now. Don't wait a second anymore.
Yeah, I think that's the way. I think I should just jump out, open up the door, and walk through and see what happens, you know?
And connect. Connect. Establish connection. But take one
connection.
Or 2 days of going inward and think about how you're going to do this, in which way you want to do it, which is the best way
yes.
to release it out of your soul, you know, to put it there in the universe and make it shine.
Sure, sure. I think it causes a blockage by going back into it again. It just keeps the blockage going, you know. I think it's
you've
like
been
keeping,
blocking it.
Back into,
you've been
yes.
blocking it, and
I've
you've been blocking it out of your own fear, you know.
Yes.
Actually, you were, you kept yourself at the same level of being stagnant. And you know stagnation is not a good thing. So taking action breaks through the stagnant behavior and puts the energy out there. And this is the way when you're going to feel like flying, you know, and becoming your own self, creating that bigger version of you. It's all about creating the best version of yourself.
Right. I always said I always like to be part of something bigger.
And you are. And you're going to become. And I'm here, Joseph, every week. So when you see progress, pick up the phone and call during the show. So we'll follow your progress. We'll see where you are and what else is coming in. And we'll connect the dots so you get where you want to get. Okay, my wonderful Joseph.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being part of it. I'm going at the end of the show. So for everybody listening, thank you for the tonight's episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I want to thank my amazing Christopher, and God bless you guys. And I'll be here same time, same place on Home Time Radio. And God bless you. Thank you for listening.